This is our city assessor, Mark Link. So pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, behind us.
Yes. So I was asked to be here to answer any general questions relating to the effect on valuation. The standard answer that I give in these types of situations is only time will tell. And what I mean by that is, as assessors, it's difficult to predict the future of the market, regardless of whether there's a change in characteristics or not in a general area of the city. And the only way that we'll know for sure any impact is when properties are resold in the area, and if a facility is up and running, if there's some type of impact that's generated from the facility itself. But it's difficult to predict the future of the impact of the market in this particular area. In particular, we're looking at the distance from the subdivisions and the new subdivision to the east. This isn't like where we would have, say, a railroad track that's right in the exact backyard abutting a property where you could typically say, yes, that's going to have a negative impact. We just don't have that right now, and that's my position.
Thank you, Mr. Link.
Any questions? Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Hello, my name is Danielle Kenny. I live at 12302 West Loomis Court, Franklin, Wisconsin. My house is probably one of the closest houses to this plant, in addition to a couple of my neighbors. And ironically, thank you for bringing up these issues and talking about property values, because I'm a realtor, and that's what I came here to talk about. I can tell you, not from an assessment standpoint, but from a market value standpoint, I would not be able to sell my house with this proposition going in. We have, time will tell. That is the only thing that's going to happen, but in the foreseeable future, until we have the proof that it's not going to smell, that there's not going to be truck traffic noise, then there will be an effect on the property values, including the proposed $500,000 lots that are supposed to be, or homes that are supposed to be going in that development. I know that one of the things that the city needs to discuss is the no undue adverse impact on the city, and property values need to be taken into account with that. So I'm not asking not to approve Strauss. I'm asking you to slow down, hear the community's concerns, and maybe put in some kind of protection, like Alderman Nelson said, like, let's have some guarantees for the property values and for the 400 residents that live within a mile of this place. I talked to, I forget your name, I'm sorry,
Jared
earlier today, and he told me about the state-of-the-art stuff, but the fact of the matter is there isn't anybody in the United States using that technology right now, so we don't have anything to compare it to. So let's, that's what he told me. So let's try to find some examples. How is this working out in the real world? How do people in residential communities that have these facilities feel about it, and is it true? And we can't guarantee that. We don't know. So let's protect our property values in the meantime and hope that we can all coexist together.
Thank you very much, Ms. Kenna. Yes, sir, good evening.
Hi, I'm Dave Sorensen, 8669 South Deerwood Lane, and I'm here less to comment and more to ask for things. I am, so far, everything I've heard has been opinions, conjecture. We've been here this many years. And what I'm looking for is, I don't understand how the mayor and the commission could make a decision without some type of third-party facts. So is there an environmental issue study done by an unrelated third party that can say, if they employ these measures, this is what we would expect to happen to the land, the air, the water? And also with regards to property values, I mean, I couldn't agree more with the assessor. No one knows what the future holds. But I can find 50 examples right now of where property values within 2 to 5 miles of a slaughterhouse have decreased in value. Now, I'm not saying that's going to be the case, because literally I can't find a slaughterhouse that's in a location like this near residential subdivisions. They're always generally in high urban industrial areas or really distant farm areas where there's homes but no subdivisions. So the only way I think to find that out is, again, get a consulting study. And the burden, I don't think, should necessarily fall on Franklin. Strauss, I think you said this was a $76 million project. So certainly a $50,000 study for environmental impact and housing cost impact would not be a budget buster in a project this large. So that's what I'm asking for. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hello. Cody Misiak, 1133 South 85th Street, West Allis, Wisconsin. I'm currently a labor liaison for United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1473. I'm also a former employee of Strauss Brands. However, what I find most important is cracking jokes with the ones that you love. Working a not-so-easy, skilled job gets hard. Everyone here is familiar with the unexpected turns that the workday may take. The relief is always laughter and friendship. I smile reminiscing on the past East versus West side of the plant soccer games. I got benched, but that's okay. Hey, you son of a gun. Bright and early in the morning and then sharing breakfast with my fellow coworkers. Laughs that carry through the hallways, possibly bringing joy to someone else's workday. This is friendship. This is family. This is solidarity. When I see my family, my friends prosper, I feel a sense of pride, as if I accomplished something myself. A new Franklin Strauss facility would open the door to many to become friends, family, and a better future for the long haul. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, I'm Dave Dahl, President and CEO of Alice Roller in the Franklin Industrial Park, and also President of the Franklin Business Park Consortium. Alice Roller is directly across the street from the current Strauss processing plant, and we had our location at that facility from 2004 till 2014, and every day I drove right past the Strauss facility. I parked in a parking lot within 200 feet of the Strauss front door, and my office window overlooked the Strauss plant. And from 2009, when I started there, till 2014, practically every day, I witnessed trucks and cars going in and out, but it seemed like a normal business to me. Most people didn't even know what was going on there. There were no sounds, odors, or anything that made it any different than any other business in the park, including Alice Roller. So the comments tonight that there's no proof that this isn't what they're saying is just not true, because I saw it every day for over 5 years. And never did I see or hear or smell anything. And that's why you have no complaints. So Strauss, to me, is an excellent company, well managed. We moved down the street one block in 2014, and I was one of the founders of the Business Park Consortium, which Strauss is a member. I got to know Jerry here with Strauss, along with Cheryl Wissman, who regularly attends our monthly meetings, where we talk about how we can help each other. We have 15 companies representing over 2,000 employees in the business park. Strauss is a member, very supportive. They've been supportive of the community. Very good company that's been in this park for over 50 years. And I strongly support that this project is what they want to do to continue to be a good company in the community, providing good jobs, being responsible, running an outstanding company. And I think that certainly the questions are reasonable, but I'm here to tell you that I think they've proven all the things that they're stating tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dole. Yes, sir, good evening.
Good evening. Jacob Foreman, 10722 South 60th Street, Franklin, Wisconsin. I am actually a employee of Strauss. I've been an employee for almost 3 years. And as you've heard, they've been in business for over 30 years. And honestly, I think it is important that we need a new factory, because there's just not enough room at the old factory right now, and the new jobs would be great and a boosting for the economy here. Also, like Cody said, you know, Strauss has become a family for me. I've met many friends. The Strauss has always been there for the employees, and always there for the community. So I am 100% for the building. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening,
Come closer
everyone.
To the microphone, please. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. This is Prashant Kothari, located at 8814 West Marshfield Court, Franklin. I'm here to oppose the Strauss expansion project. I'm a resident of Franklin. I've lived here for 6 years, and I'm shocked that the city of Franklin is even considering the expansion of a large slaughterhouse. There are so many things that the Randy Strauss and the family have already explained. I understand that part. I understand there is very little smell, very little noise. However, all that is very generic. We don't have very factual information around it. I have several questions from the Franklin officials that are involved in approving this project around three topics: environmental impact, public health impact, and property values. And those are the market values. Environmental impact. People ahead of me in line, they already mentioned about the concerns about the environmental impact. I don't want to beat on that topic too much. My question is, have the Franklin officials performed a formal study to show that this expansion project will not cause a negative environmental impact over land, water, and air? My second concern, public health impact. We are already dealing with one of the largest human health crises due to COVID. We know that slaughterhouses and meatpacking plants are one of the top three spreaders of COVID-19 in this country. Have the Franklin officials performed a formal study to show that the expansion project will not harm the health of the Franklin residents and the employees? Will it not cause additional spread of COVID-19? Third point around property values. One of the lady who already questioned this about the market values, she lives very close to the property. And my question is, have the Franklin officials ever performed a formal study to show that what kind of businesses are in the best interest of our residents to maintain and enhance the property values? Would families want to live around the view of a serene environment, or would they want to live around a slaughterhouse with the view of trucks bringing in cattle for the slaughter and the smell of the animal carcasses? Those are my concerns, and I hope the Franklin Planning Commission will consider those concerns in approving this project or disapproving this project. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, sir, good evening.
Good evening. My name is Leon House. I'm a resident here in Franklin. You all paint a rosy picture here of this facility, but my major concern is the road on Loomis. You know, Loomis is a main route for garbage trucks, trash trucks, recycling trucks. Now we're going to have cattle trucks. We have garbage on the side of the road on Loomis. What are we going to have, bones? That's all I have to say.
Thank you, sir. Sir, what is your address, please, for the record? Thank you.
My address?
Please.
8601 South Deerwood.
Thank you very much. Miss, before you speak, I just want to compliment everybody. Thank you for the decorum. It's very much appreciated. Thank you very much. Miss, please.
Hi, my name is Apollonia Cust. I live on St. Martin's Road, 10845 West St. Martin's Road, to be exact. I was born and raised in Franklin, Wisconsin. I love this area and the city. I myself live on a small hobby farm, but find it hard to believe that the land near me is being ripped away into nothing and developed, and that deeply saddens me. Majority of this community in recent times has moved out this way because it is more secluded and quieter. There are already some small business slaughterhouses in the surrounding area. Slaughterhouses have negative effects on the surrounding environment, which is deeply concerning. The majority of the city doesn't want to see Strauss, the company that has been bought out by a major company to develop a slaughterhouse. I can only imagine how the people of this community that live next to a dump, salvage yard, and now possibly a slaughterhouse feel. I imagine they feel like me, betrayed. Your community is asking you, begging you, and pleading you not to do this. I only hope that this is enough of an impact to hold off on your decisions. As leaders of this community, reflect and listen. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Apollonia.
Good evening. My name is Amy. Good evening. My name is Amy Z, 2878 South Kinnickinnick Avenue. While I'm not a Franklin resident, I'm a Milwaukee County resident, and I got to know Strauss very well last year around this time when they tried sneaking in a deal in Century City in Milwaukee's most impoverished neighborhood without any of the residents knowing about this the night before it went to vote. It's irresponsible. Strauss Brands is not a good company and does not have the public's health in mind. If it did, there would not be so many workers' injuries. Our current OSHA investigation, COVID-19 cases that were a direct result of this company not supplying adequate protection for its employees, and then firing 28 of them for once they asked for protection and time off when sick. This is how COVID-19 spreads in communities. Frankly, the city of Franklin has not been forthcoming in the COVID-19 outbreak numbers at its plant. We know that slaughterhouses and meat packing plants, Strauss's both, are one of the top three spreaders of COVID-19 in this country. We do not need a larger plant here. No amount of additional tax revenue is worth this expansion, and Strauss is no longer a family-owned company. It is owned by a Texas equity firm that has probably never even been here in Franklin. We can do better. And I want to add one thing that we as citizens have asked repeatedly for a tour. I've asked Mayor Olson. We've asked Strauss. We've been denied. I want to ask, what are you hiding? Thank you.
No, we're not going to do clapping. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Eduardo Gomez. I worked at Strauss Brands for a year and a half now. And I have to say I love my job. I wake up every day to operate the bandsaw. I work on the cutting floor. I've really developed my own community there at Strauss Brands, and I really love and enjoy the people I work with. It's a great working facility, a lot of opportunities there, and it's just a great place to work with. And this expansion is just what it needs for Strauss Brands to continue for another decades and decades to come. And I truly do hope y'all agree with this and support the jobs that are coming with us with this new expansion. Thank you,
Eduardo. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the Plan Commission. My name is Nate Ludebore, and my address is 22935 County Line Road. Thank you again for hearing us tonight. I really want to speak to Section 2 of the no undue adverse impact under the general standards of the special use guideline. And in particular, I want to speak to the issue of property values. Several speakers have gotten up tonight and said, we don't know what's going to happen with property values. We do know. As a scientist, we can go to the literature and we can find it. And there have been studies that have been done that have evaluated the question of what is the impact of slaughterhouses on neighboring residential neighborhoods. And a study published by the University of Missouri demonstrated to us that on average, in residential, urban, and semi-urban areas, we will see a net reduction in property values of approximately 8 to 10%. So if we take the closest subdivision to that area, Champions Village, with 247 homes with values ranging from $390,000 to $900,000. In that subdivision alone, we are looking at a reduction in property values of over $10 million. That's a critical number to think about, and as we think about impact to the area, it's an important place where study is needed. Second of all, I want to comment on the public health issue. Once again, we do know, and we're all wearing these silly masks tonight because of COVID-19. In a recent study published by the CDC in MMWR, Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, they looked at the impact of COVID-19 in the meat processing facilities. And up till May 31st, 2020, 9.1% of workers in a multi-state study have been infected with COVID-19. By contrast, if you look at Milwaukee County in general, we have a less than 2% positivity or of our overall population that have been impacted by COVID-19. And this impact on the meat processing plants has largely fallen onto our racial and ethnic minorities. Over 87% of COVID cases in these facilities have occurred in people with from racial or ethnic minority groups. Thank you once again for hearing me tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you. One second, ma'am. For those of you in the remote rooms, if you'd like to address us, please make your way to the Common Council chambers and join the line. Please, ma'am. You can tip that microphone
okay.
Down.
It's
picking you up. You're good.
It's all good. Hello, my name's Aaliyah Herrera, and I live at 3400 South 14th Street, Holt. And I just wanted to say that 14.5 of human-caused global greenhouse gas emissions are created by animal agriculture. It can take about 50 times more water per calorie to produce meat than plant-based food. A diet that emphasizes a higher proportion of plant-based foods compared to animal-based foods may help lower the risk of dying from heart disease and stroke up to 20%. Approximately 925 million people worldwide do not have enough to eat, yet the world's cattle alone consume enough food to meet the calorie need of 8.7 billion people. According to a 2010 United Nations report, more than half of the world's crops are used to feed farm animals, not human beings. When millions are starving worldwide, it is wasteful to funnel edible food through farmed animals. Take pandemics off the menu. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Robert Montgomery. I live at 8570 South 116th Street. And I'm going to try to keep it simple and to the point, but that's a challenge for me.
Bob.
I was talking to a friend who was a realtor, and she explained to me that traditionally houses sell based upon three things: location, location, and location. And in a humorous but pointed way, we decided that in Franklin, at least in this area, there's three things that sell homes: dumps, slaughterhouses, and junkyards. Now, is that really going to happen? I don't know. But I can understand that a lot of people are upset on both sides. And my understanding is that about 2,200 people have signed a petition saying they're against it, and about 75 or 100 have signed a petition saying they're for it. Well, that's a marketing issue. And this isn't the first time the city of Franklin's had challenges with failure to market. So hopefully there's a learning opportunity here. If somebody had come out early on and said, listen, let's find out what the issues are, how to address them, and make the community happy, people wouldn't be here. It didn't work out that way. So it's a learning opportunity. What my suggestion is send our aldermen and a couple of citizens in Franklin to visit the Strauss plant, get the information, get some eyes on the product, and the advantages, the alderman can come back and say, hey, it's a great facility. I took a couple of citizens with me. They both agree. Here are the questions that we're going to be able to answer. There's no noise problem. There's no issue with pollution of the air or the water. And they tend to be good citizens. That would be a great idea. Approach it from that angle. Taking an antagonistic approach just generates so much hostility, which lasts far beyond any project we might participate in. So in the long run, look for allies, don't look for enemies. With Strauss, they clearly have the resources to make this happen. They've done it in Milwaukee. They've got the expertise. So engage them in the process and say, hey, listen, how can we convince the neighborhoods which are upset that this is a good idea? How can we market it? How can we do a good PR campaign so we have allies, not opponents? It's a simple approach. There's no hurry to get this done. So take the slow road, engage the community, get them on your side, and the outcome will be different. Right now, it doesn't look good overall for the city of Franklin. I got tons more to say, but it's all boring. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Bob. I didn't recognize you with your mask. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. My name is Sue Lewandowski. I live at 8504 South Deerwood Lane. I am here to oppose this venture of Strauss Slaughterhouse. I just learned about this not too long ago, and I was kind of shocked that Franklin would even propose such a venture. I know that you're currently here already, but given the fact that I think in Franklin, for the majority of us, especially where I live, we pay high taxes, and I would be less than 2 miles from the slaughterhouse. And I'm concerned about my property. I'm concerned about my neighbors. I'm concerned about the value of my home. And I cannot believe that with all the other open area spaces in Franklin, you would choose this particular location. It just astounds me. Secondly, I'd like to just say an end that I was kind of offended when you had stated that you don't want to hear repeated people come up with the same opinions. You are here to listen to us, no matter how long it takes, no matter how many times you hear the same thing. I am opposed. I would recommend everybody else who's opposed get up here and tell the same thing. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, sir. Good evening.
Hi, my name is Robert Mangan. I'm a real estate developer. I live in Brookfield, 2080 La Rochelle Court. I own the land, the 32 acres that's adjacent to this property, and I just want the, I'm involved with and own over 4,000 apartments, and I can tell you this, that in the cities where I have these developments, when a major employer comes in, the property values will rise because there's jobs.
Thank you, Bob.
Matthew Kristen, W125S8592 Country View Court. I am a homeowner located about 1 mile from the proposed Strauss Brand site. On the resolutions you are presenting today, I have specific concerns about the type of business proposed and a few key details within each resolution. Section 2, within the general standards for special use, Alderman Nelson cited concerns with obnoxious odors and noise, and Strauss commented that the cattle barns and harvest areas are ventilated with a high volume of outside air to dissipate buildup of odors. My question is, how does the harvest area release odors? Strauss also stated trucks and trailers used to remove hides and inedible waste are kept in enclosed dock areas to eliminate the spread of odors. My question is, when the trucks leave, how are those odors retained? If you review the resolution imposing conditions and restrictions, section 19, the items I mentioned are listed. But the Strauss response of the wastewater treatment room is fitted with air scrubbers to eliminate odors is clearly missing. That condition is necessary for odor mitigation, and I'm requesting that be added to section 19 restrictions before you even consider any motion to approve. My other ask is that you add a section that clearly identifies the requirement for ammonia diffusion tanks, a key factor in mitigating environmental risk and in alignment with the concerns cited by the Franklin Fire Department. Section 5, no traffic congestion. Staff commented that there should be no expected truck traffic through residential streets. I am sure you are aware North Cape Road, Highway 00 and to the north and 45 to the south is a main thoroughfare with many residential properties in Franklin and Muskego. In the letters from ESI and Pinnacle Engineering, they stated Dirty Harvest employees start their shift at 6 a.m. And two, the truck access entrance is proposed at 48 feet to allow large trucks with a 53-foot trailer, so we know and understand there will be large truck traffic. If you review the resolution, section 4, my ask is that the hours of livestock delivery be shifted to 6 a.m. start, so large truck traffic noise does not occur in residential areas between the hours of 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. while most families are sleeping. Please make those considerations for the benefit of the area, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for reading the documents. Appreciate that. That's meaningful.
Hi, my name is Dennis Beal. I live at 9053 South Cordgrass Circle West in that nice subdivision.
Dennis, could you get closer to the microphone,
I'm sorry, what?
Please?
Can't hear me?
Closer to the microphone.
Okay.
Thank you.
My name is Dennis Beal. I'm at 9053 South Cordgrass Circle West. And I'm a little under a mile from where you're planning on building your new location. You mentioned you're always comparing the current place that you're in now and the place you're building. How can you compare it when it's almost four times as large? How can you do that? Also, I lived in Cudahy for four years.